Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg and Pretoria will peak tomorrow, 27, Emalahleni 26, Mahikeng 29, Tzaneen 26 degrees.
Highways across the province busy this afternoon in Gauteng. The R21 in southbound direction particularly bad. Olifantsfontein, Babsfontein, Pomona, all of it. And the N3 between Galulies and Geldnes very busy.
In your sport headlines, All Black assistant coach Leon McDonald quits on the eve of SA Tour, and PSG coach Luis Enrique plays down the prospect of more signings.
MK party leader Jacob Zuma has hit back at critics who undermine the party's legitimacy and its impact. Zuma briefed the media in Sandton today on the formation of party structures. He says Mkhonto we Sizwe has already significantly impacted the political landscape in the country.
Now, we can't look aside as if we don't know what happened. And we as citizens, we don't want to correct that. We think we must live like this all the time. I think it's our time. Everyone who visited us must feel at home. We will never chase anyone away, but we say there must be equality.
Gauteng police have uncovered a multi-million rand drug lab north of Johannesburg. Drugs worth 80 million rand were found. Officers also seized 10 million rands worth of Mandrax tablets, as Cliff Shiko reports.
Two people have been arrested following the discovery of the drug lab in Douglasdale. This is the country's third major drug bust in recent weeks. 3 weeks ago, police discovered drugs worth 300 million rand in four ways and rescued a businessman who was kidnapped. Nine people, including a kingpin from Zambia, were arrested. In July, five suspects were arrested after a 2 billion rand drug lab was discovered in Groblersdal in Limpopo. The suspects included three Mexican nationals and two South Africans. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
Acting President Paul Mashatile says the National Quality Improvement Plan has led to an increase in positive patient experiences at public health facilities. Mashatile today signed the second presidential health compact at the Union Buildings.
Healthcare funding faces challenges due to budget cuts and a constrained fiscal environment, compounded by, amongst others, inefficiencies, mismanagement, and corruption in resource allocation. Budgeting in the health sector is steadily improving to ensure a more equitable allocation of resources.
Now, at the same time, Cabinet has reassured the public that the mpox outbreak is under control in South Africa. It's also commended healthcare workers for their efforts in managing the outbreak. Yes, Presidency's Kombutso Ncheveni.
Cabinet calls on members of the public to play their part by supporting government's efforts to prevent the spread of mpox by remaining vigilant and exercising non-pharmaceutical interventions such as heightened personal hygiene to prevent further transmission.
So far, the total number of positive cases recorded in South Africa since May still stands at 24. And we end off in Burundi, where 171 mpox cases have been confirmed in just over a month. No deaths have been reported so far, but health officials have expressed concern. I'm Chanel Stemmenet-Vidi with me. Die eer die leier van die MK Party Jacob Zuma hou vol dat die party 'n groot impak in Suid-Afrika gemaak het.
All the music you love, all the songs you smock.
It's the Jonas Brothers.
Just let your exes in the room.
This is The Weeknd.
It's Ariana Grande.
It's Lady Gaga.
Hey there, world. This is Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
Hey, it's Dua Lipa.
On the station.
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM. That sounds like you.